please.
From the Director, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to apply for and accept Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Urban, Non-Point Source, and Stormwater Program Planning Grants for the purposes of public education and outreach on stormwater impacts.
Mr. Keith, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Steve Keith, I'm an environmental engineer with Waukee County Department of Administrative Services. The item before you is a request to apply for and receive a grant to be used for public education and outreach on the subject of water pollution. But first, I'd like to provide a little bit of background information. Reducing the amount of pollution entering our rivers and lakes has been a priority issue in this country since the 1970s. In the 80s and 90s, the focus had largely been on point sources of pollution, such as wastewater treatment plants and industrial discharges. But only over the last decade have we come to realize that non-point sources of pollution, such as stormwater runoff from lawns, roads, rooftops, and parking lots, is one of the largest contributors to water pollution. Some studies suggest that non-point sources contribute as much as one-third to one-half of the pollutants getting into our surface waters. And as a result of this increased awareness, regulatory agencies, such as our Wisconsin DNR, have developed rules and permits specific to controlling polluted stormwater runoff. Waukee County was issued its first stormwater permit back in 2006. In 2010, the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum conducted a survey of Milwaukee area residents on the topic of stormwater pollution. Their survey found that most respondents were unaware of the extent to which the source of pollutants entering our rivers and streams comes from stormwater runoff. The survey identified a large need for public education on the subject of non-point source pollution and what role individuals can play in protecting our region's water resources. The Wisconsin DNR also considers public education outreach important enough that they have included in our stormwater permit a requirement for us to perform some level of education and outreach on an annual basis. Not only is this a requirement for us, but it's also a requirement for other local governments who have been issued similar permits. Now, initially, most government entities such as us have been working on education and outreach independently, but more recently, we've sought to collaborate with other local governments in order to maximize the effectiveness of our limited fiscal resources. The Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust, also known as Sweetwater Trust, is a local nonprofit organization and has been one of the most active organizers of such collaborative efforts on education and outreach. Just a couple of weeks ago, Sweetwater Trust hosted a day-long conference on the subject of regional water quality down at the Harley-Davidson Museum. The conference was capped off with a very entertaining and informative lecture by local historian John Gerda, who has so eloquently described how our rivers have played such an important part of the growth and vitality of Milwaukee. Now, specific to the agenda item, the Wisconsin DNR currently offers a grant via their Urban Non-Point Source Program that can be used for public education and outreach purposes. But non-governmental organizations, such as Sweetwater Trust, are not eligible to apply for the grant. Under the proposed plan, Milwaukee County will apply for the grant with Sweetwater Trust as a partner. The grant requires a cost-share match, and under this partnership arrangement, all matching funds will be provided by Sweetwater Trust. The benefits for this grant are many, including first, improved awareness of Milwaukee County residents and what role they can play in reducing adverse impacts of non-point sources of water pollution. Second, fostering cooperation between local governments toward shared interest in improved regional water quality. And finally, helping Milwaukee County comply with our requirements for our NR216 stormwater permit that we have from the DNR. Just to reiterate, the grant requires match funding, but under this proposal, Sweetwater Trust would provide all of the matching funds.
Move approval.
We have a motion by Supervisor Bortoski to approve. Questions or discussion by committee members? I simply ask the question, is Sweetwater Trust separate and distinct from the Sweetwater operation in Bayview that we've been reading much about?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, yes, they are very different.
Just, I think that's an important distinction to draw. Very good. The motion before us is approval. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Stasquinas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.